Okay, thank you to all of you for singing. It was brilliant from the front hearing you all sing. And to testify that God is in control and God is faithful. And that video earlier on, my testimony, depicts all that. Now, I had sent out a request last night, or a thing last night on the text, just to see what you felt that God had blessed you in 2023. And I got two replies. So thank you to the two people who have said that they want to testify what God has done in 2023. Now, one of them is shy, right? But he's no more shy than flying in the air. But he doesn't want to come up the front. But Ashish wanted me to read out how God has blessed in 2023. So these are the things that God has blessed him and his family with. And it's amazing to read. So he passed his first year in his music. How many years have you got to go? Five? Three? 4 years to go. So year one of five. But to come to a country where the music is a different rhythm and a different origin and everything with it. When his lecturer said, "You should write some of this down, what you've written, your pieces of music," and he says, "I have over 40 pieces of music here that I've already written, 40 songs of praise to God." And the lecturer said to him, "Well, why are you here?" He says, "Well, I have to start from the beginning and give God the praise for that." So, amen, blessings for that, for year one of five, four to go. The second one is they got a house in Irvine. And when Ashish and Sarita said, "We're moving from Paisley to Irvine," we immediately said, "That's amazing, brilliant, fantastic. You've got your house. You'll be looking for a church there." And they said, "No, this is our church. This is our family. We will drive from Irvine to here to come and worship." And Eunice and I had the pleasure of coming to Ashish and Sarita's house and blessing it and coming and praying in it and eating in it. And if you know Ashish and Sarita, their portions are not small. And by jinks, we didn't need to eat for about 3 days after we had that meal of fellowship. And just to see Ashani in our new surroundings and everything with it. And we came and we prayed and we blessed them. Oh, God blessed them with it. And at the same time, Sarita started her own accountancy business. And her prayer is that the request for growth in the firm, but also wisdom from God and what God has and what clients he would bring her way. You'll find sometimes Sarita is extremely busy at different points of the year. Coming up to January is the end of the tax year, or when people have to declare their tax before April, and for many months it is a busy time of the year for her. So pray for strength for Sarita as well as she does this. And then the last one I thought was really amazing, and I think I'll share this with everybody, not just yourself. Good health. You know, because there are many people who don't have good health, and God has blessed them with good health, and we just take that blessing as well, and that we would all have good health, and as 2024 would come, you know, wherever we are. It's good to have Festus with us this morning, over for a couple of weeks, as he's in Spain, that he would have good health there, and us here in Scotland, that we too would have good health as well. So every blessing, Ashish and Sarita and Ashani, and the rest of your extended family who you've brought us into your family circle as well, we'll take the last one, good health. But the blessing on you as you continue in your new second year of your music and in your house and in Sarita's business, that God would bless that. So, thank you. Let's just say an amen over the top of that. I've got to know this guy in the past year really closely, because every time he comes into church, he says, "Good morning," directly to us. And Innocent has been a great blessing to us when we were working over the summer. He came and gave of his time to help us get rid of leaves and to help us paint and to help us do things. And he was just so humble with it. And it's a blessing to have you in our fellowship, Innocent. We really do love you. He's going to come and testify what God has done in his life. And do you want to do it from here or from up there? I'll do it from here. Are you going to stand with it? Or?
Praise the Lord, George. It's always a pleasure to be with you guys and to see what God is doing in our midst. To me, generally, Thanksgiving is everything that we all own to God. But this time is testifying of his goodness and his mercy and his faithfulness to us. Children of God always have something to testify about. That nobody is coming to say it doesn't mean that we are not testifying in our private, in our privacy. To me, generally, God has been faithful to myself and my entire family, both here and back home. At the beginning of the year, I got the first miracle, which was a promotion in my job place. It was really unexpected, though I believed and I requested for it with a colleague, and we were granted regrading and we were promoted. That was in January. So along the line, we had a lot of family activities back home. My youngest brother lives in Germany. He told me around February this year that I'd be going home to get married. I said, okay, let's see how it will work out. He planned it for November. To God be the glory, he went home and everything was very successful. We give God the glory for that. All through to my wife as well, she's been working and she's been doing night job. I said, I personally don't like it because to me, night is meant for rest. Though it's not her fault, and for those who are doing the job, it's not their fault. The shift has to cut across. But I also believe in balancing things. You cannot just be working all night. I don't believe in that. So I kept it in prayer. We prayed together. And to God be the glory, God answered and promoted her, gave her a new job as well, where she no longer she does no night now, and that's a blessing to us as well. And finally, to crown the year up, we were seeking to having a car and to doing a driving lesson. Everybody know how it is here. Oh, it's really so kind of stressful. And to God be the glory, I went for my first test. It was unsuccessful. So my wife kept encouraging me. She's been a great support to me, pushing me to say, no, we must get this thing done. This is one of your desires for this year. Go for it again. To God be the glory, opportunity came for kind of a test date. I grabbed it for the 24th of this month. And to God be the glory, I went for it, and it was successful this time. I give God the glory. So I want to say, God has been really faithful.